Hey, it's Van Camp and
Morgan.
And we're doing a little commercial here right before our show to remind you to tune into a very special edition of our show, which plays every morning on our flagship radio station, BossBossRadio.com. And this Monday, the 3rd of April, is a milestone for us. It's show number 2500.
That's pretty darn amazing.
We're
right
that
there.
Old, damn it. No. You can listen to us from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and it's at BossBossRadio.com, or you can ask for BossBoss Radio on most of the apps. You can ask Alexa for BossBoss Radio from Live 365. It'll all play, and we'll be there playing great music of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, and celebrating our show number 2500. You won't hear it on the national show or on the podcast, so just wanted to give you a little heads up. Monday morning. We'd love to have you. This is episode number 2417 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 31st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
In the case of retired optometrist versus celebrity lifestyle mogul, Mogul One, Doc. It was unanimous. Goop won the alleged ski and run trial.
I'm so surprised.
Now, Dr. Sanderson is $3 million and $1 poorer than he thought he'd be.
Well, at least it only going to cost him a buck out of pocket, plus lawyer fees.
Yeah, plus the lawyers. The judge and jury didn't fall for Sanderson's made-up story to extort Goop, alleging she smacked into him in 2016 on the slopes. Turns out he ran into her, and she lost half a day of skiing.
Damn it! I hate when that happens.
Well, it's better than a whole day, but, you know, it's half a day.
So, oh, it was a big deal to her.
It wasn't a big deal until he made it a big deal. But just to say she lost a half a day of skiing, I don't know.
That's this month's stupid line.
Yeah.
And I lost a half a day of skiing.
Well, for the inconvenience she did. I mean, I thought that was really silly, too, but I thought, you know what? Talk about an inconvenience.
Well,
you're
it
out
is.
There doing your
well,
thing
and apparently
with your family,
he
and
hit
like,
her
bam.
Pretty hard from what all of the testimony said. He ran into her pretty hard.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like he kind of did to her what he said she did to him. So,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. Except she didn't have any broken ribs.
Jury found in favor of Goop and claimed Sanderson was 100% at fault.
100%.
100.
I love that.
But on her way out of court, Gwen leaned over.
Yeah.
And whispered something to Sanderson.
Oh, yes, she
who
did.
Was seated.
Oh, man.
Which has become meme fodder. And I think she planned it that way.
What do you think she said? Did she say, thank you, have a nice day? Did she say,
May I recommend my $15 dildo? Or would it be, I want my half a day of skiing back, you SOB?
Yeah.
Or liar, liar, pants on fire. Or,
yeah.
Here's one better.
Okay.
Race you to the bottom first, one to hit the other wins.
From day one, this wasn't that I have any horse in this race, but I mean, it just smacked. It just smacked.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is just an opportunist. Even if she had hit him, you know, how is he going to prove that he was, you know, maimed and mauled by a woman who weighs, what, all of 130 pounds?
Maybe. Velocity, speed, science, you know.
Whatever. And the other part of it is, she could have very easily settled with him out of court if she was guilty, and probably would have, right?
Exactly.
Why bring this upon yourself? But she,
right.
No, she wanted the world to see that somebody was trying to extort her.
Yep.
And now she should sue him. She should pull up charges, civil charges against him for extortion. That's the way I think.
No, and she won't.
No, she won't.
And I wouldn't either. It's like, well, that's enough.
There are no winners in this case, except... the lawyers.
Except justice.
And the lawyers.
Well, peeps have really milked this Kourtney Kardashian food in the bathroom story to death. Add Jenna Bush Hager to the list of commenters on the now viral photo of Kourt's food-filled bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, on Wednesday, On Wednesday's Hoda and Jenna,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Commando herself stated, I don't like the idea of bringing food into the bathtub or anywhere close to that area. Some people don't.
But she'll sit on a chair with her naked bum. Come on, Jenna.
Last summer, Court mm-hmm. and Travis Barker were busy doing a photo shoot for their meat alternative company, Daring,
mm-hmm.
and used the bathroom as part of the shoot, as well as the staging area.
I think they were like eating in the bathtub.
So the photos are a little disturbing of perfectly prepared and plated food strewn around the floor of her loo.
Oh, man, on the floor. The floor is the grossest. Besides the toilet, the floor is the second grossest in the bathroom.
Of course, yuck. I'm sure that, you know, with the maid service, you could possibly...
But I mean, from what I understand of this photo, I haven't seen much. I've seen a couple of them, but they really look like they were just eating in the bathtub, and they were just making a mess.
Yeah.
And they had perfectly but there was good food there.
Yeah, but there was food sitting on the floor.
Like I mean, maybe it's going to eat it. You know, it's like, ew.
So Hoda said, but having a nice drink in the tub is okay.
Hoda said that, of course.
Jenna wasn't having any of it.
Hoda comes from a long line of drinking wine on TV when Kathy Lee Gifford was there. Remember that? It was wine hour.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think you'd actually drink on TV, but I guess you could.
Well, yeah, you can drink on TV.
So there are certain rooms called dining rooms and kitchens. One or two activities are supposed to happen there, she said. Eating is
I get it.
As far as, you know, activities in the bathroom, eating is not one of them. Well, I think the disturbing part was the food strewn about, I mean, everywhere, like on the floor.
Yeah, but if you look at the pictures, it's like they had a feast in there because they weren't all perfect. Looked like they had kind of messed some plates up and like they had been eating. And that's very unappetizing. And they're trying to sell vegan food.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, it's like, by the way, we started a vegan company and it's okay to eat in the bathroom.
A meatless company, yeah.
Well, whatever. But it is what it is. Eating in the bathroom is not something that I would ever do.
No,
I won't even take a cup of coffee in the bathroom. I cringe about stuff like that. It's like, ugh.
I mean, it's bad enough that we touch our phones in the bathroom.
No,
Don't
make me.
You need
think
to sanitize your phone.
I don't want to think about. You know? It. Oh man, it's like
get
la,
some
la,
hand
la,
sanitizer
la,
and rub it on your phone.
La. I know, I'm supposed to, but it's just like.
But taking food in the bathroom
it,
is just. No, No. Now I have taken. Now when I did have a when I have had a bathtub, I get a bathtub. Say like on a vacation or something.
Well, you what? Take if a glass you, of wine or something in there with you?
I was in Napa one time and I had, there was these dark chocolate, Merlot filled dark chocolates.
But did you use the bathroom before you used the bathtub? Think about that. Because if you use the bathroom, I know.
And so I had them on the little tray.
I don't know.
With the glass of wine.
Yeah.
And that's about the extent of my food in
the bathtub. Well, that's
a
whole other activity in the bathtub. You know, if you're starting with wine and chocolates, there's some other activity we're not going to talk about.
Oh,
with our apologies to Kathy Lee Gifford because she's missing out on the wine fest every damn day now. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.